Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi.
Hello.
Well,
we're here until 9, then Will, then Rush, then Todd. But right now we have Jen Pace and Chris Cusano. They are the board president and executive director of the Connecticut Brain Tumor Alliance, though one of them has to learn how to ski.
Well, she learned lesson one.
They've got the how not to
fall. Limping in here.
How not to fall.
Too young to hurt stuff skiing. And we're here not to talk about your skiing abilities or lack thereof, but what's coming up, Chris, on May 4th, which
May
is
4th.
The beginning of a huge week for you guys.
It is. It's we're going to – so May 4th, we're going to kick off Brain Tumor Awareness Month. May is, as everybody knows, hopefully those who don't now know that May is Brain Tumor Awareness Month. So we're going to start the day with our 6th annual Path of Hope presented by St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center in Elizabeth Park. And then we're going to finish out the day with a tribute to Tracy Gamer Fanning, our co-founder and president emeritus, with a night in Paris. It's a dedication to her. She, a French enthusiast, loved everything French-themed, inspired. Right. So it'll be a really special day, and we're looking forward to a great day.
The one thing I do want to point out, and I think we did this last year when we talked, but both of you have dealt with brain tumors.
Yes.
Have you not?
Yes.
We have.
Jen, you did?
I did.
How long ago was yours?
Diagnosed in 2006. Yeah, 13 years ago.
Still in high school?
Yeah,
I have to try to make it up. I have to try to make it up to you after this ski remark, right?
Now you're gonna play nice.
And Chris, when did you suffer your?
2008. I was diagnosed.
How has it? We've only got a couple of seconds before we got to take a break, Jim. But has the treatment changed a lot from the time that you suffered your brain tumor to now?
It really hasn't. The standard of care treatment, in some ways, I mean, it's good because it works, but it's sad because we'd love to see more advancements in brain tumor treatments, and it's really stayed the same since I was diagnosed. So if you're diagnosed with a brain tumor that's considered malignant, standard of care treatment basically
chemo?
Surgery, radiation, and oral chemo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of where you go.
Yeah.
I've known people who've gone through it.
Yeah, that's what I did, and that's what people still do today.
You know, my mother-in-law actually had developed brain tumors. And, you know, they did the surgery. And after the surgery, she just wasn't the same. And she started deteriorating, lost motor function, things like that. So, I mean, it's catch as catch can, right? I mean, sometimes the brain surgery works. Sometimes it doesn't, no matter how good the surgeon is.
Well, you can't forget that you're going into someone's brain. And that's like affecting the whole person. So anytime you're going in and operating on someone's brain, there's no guarantees.
Mm-hmm. Well, on to more pleasant matters here in a moment after we do a commercial break. But no, I think you need to know that because there is life after.
Right. Oh, yeah, well, look at we have two perfect examples here.
It's not a death sentence.
You know,
it is not. And, you know, our organization is here to encourage and help those who are, you know, dealing with this diagnosis right now and give them hope and the support that they need. Because I woke up and I couldn't do anything. So.
What? And he's regained full brain function because obviously he knows not to ski.
Yeah.
Unlike the other one.
Unlike Jen.
That shows there's some residual damage on her part.
That's right.
Let's take
blame
a
it
short
on the brain tumor.
All right. It's 8:44. Back in a minute. I'm Ray. He's Joe.
And we've got Jen Pace and Chris Cusano from the Connecticut Brain Tumor Alliance who are having their awareness day on May 4th, which is a week from Saturday, and it's going to be a perfect day weather-wise. And Jen, let's start with you, the 6th annual Path of Hope Walk. Which you will not be participating in.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to have to get a motorized vehicle.
That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Nice way to get out.
That's right. I will be there. Yeah. I'll be there with my
Ray and
I will
be on crutches
vehicles
next Friday since we said we're coming to the walk. But tell us a little about the walk, please.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, so it's just a great, fun family event. We encourage people to come out. You can walk, or if you're a runner, come sign up and run the 5K that day. It's going to be at Elizabeth Park in West Hartford, which was a place that our dear friend Tracy Gamer Fanning loved and lived near a large part of her life. So it's also a tribute to her. It's a tribute to her
very
legacy.
Nice.
And really, come on out. Registration starts at 8. The walk starts at 9. And we'll have Carlos Pasta there for those who make it across the finish line and want a little snack. And it's always a fun time. I mean, it's just a great event for people to come out and share and learn about Connecticut Brain Tumor Alliance, about the importance of awareness for brain tumors and brain tumor treatments and care. And you're right. We talk about how you can go through this disease and come out on the other side and live a full life and get out and walk and have fun with family and friends.
Not always, but it's all, you know. But, I mean, the fact is there are any numbers. Brain tumors are not just brain tumors. They're all kinds of types as far as their aggressiveness. You know, you have the glioma thing that was going on down in North Haven. I mean, it can be bad, but, you know, a lot of times it's just, what is it? What was yours in that case?
So I had a central neurocytoma, which is a benign tumor.
Yes, there you go.
But, it's still a benign tumor is, they're all aggressive and they do sure have malignant properties. So
is there something about brain tumors, Chris, that the general public doesn't understand, that people like you and Jen, who have gone through and survived them, know better than anybody?
I would say as a survivor, the fact that you hear about them all your life, and then until you're dealing with it, you don't know the toll it takes on you and your family and how to cope with it. But then when you come out on the other side, you realize what a blessing life is and how fortunate you are.
You know, you're talking off the air, but maybe you were on the air. It all mixes together. But when we were talking, you didn't even recognize your parents when you woke up.
I knew who they were, but I couldn't verbally say hello to them.
So what kind of rehab did you have to go through? Everything?
Yeah, I was sent to Gaylord down in Wallingford, and I was, in with patients like myself reading ABC books rewriting the alphabet.
Jen, how long was your rehab?
I actually was very fortunate. I didn't have to go to rehab.
Really?
Yeah. So I was, I had my surgery at Hartford Hospital. And after surgery, I had to recover for a few days there in the hospital and came home. And
well, this is just proof, as you talked about, Rayman, about the varying degrees of brain tumors. They're certainly not all the same.
True. And I went into surgery thinking my brain tumor was malignant. And it wasn't until I had had surgery and then the pathology report came out and said that it's malignant.
So
that changed everything.
So yours, I'm sorry, but yours was malignant.
Yes.
Oh, that's a treat. Oh, good. Oh, there's the good news.
It, right?
Feeling
Woo.
Pretty good about this now. But I mean, I'm sure that's how you felt.
Oh, absolutely.
Initially, it's like, oh, dear Lord, I'm dead.
Devastated. Shocking and devastated. And I was very young at the time. My daughter was 18 months and my son was 3. And I said to myself, wait a minute. I'm a mom.
I'm not going anywhere. Right.
So I wanted all the ammunition that existed to get rid of it.
Chris, what a little bit more about a night in Paris at Tunks.
Sure.
So the guys over there Donnie and Ange, do a tremendous job.
It'll be a tremendous event. So we'll begin the evening at 6:00. We'll have sit down dinner, live auction, raffle, silent auction, live music. So tickets are $150, but it all goes to a great cause and for our great friend Tracy. And it's going to be truly an inspiring, fun-filled event. And everyone's going to walk away feeling like they have just, if they didn't know Tracy or if they didn't know her well, they will know her and they will know her inside, the beauty of her and the legacy that she has left us. And the Connecticut Brain Tumor Alliance, we will now carry her torch for her and continue to do what she and Jen and the other co-founders began.
Do you guys fund research? What else do you do?
So we fund research, patient assistance funds.
Oh, very good.
Patient outreach. And the brain tumor centers around the hospitals, around the state of Connecticut hospitals.
Yikes. Do you get any help from the state?
We don't officially get any state funding.
There's no state funding.
Right. But we do get a lot of support obviously donors and the major hospital treatments, all the different treatment centers here in Connecticut. We want Connecticut to become a center of excellence for brain tumor care.
Right.
It's our mission to help all the treatment centers in Connecticut become that. And they share the same goal.
And we'll give the website now and we'll give it again before you leave. It's www.ctbta.org/events/nights-paris/.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Or you probably just go to the basic website.
CTBTA.org and you'll find everything under events.
Surf around.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Just under events.
Just one other question. How many people suffer from brain tumors of one form or another at any one time? I'll bet it's more common than one might think.
So currently in the United States, estimates that just came out, I think about 86,000 people will be diagnosed in 2019.
This year
in the United States.
And currently there's probably 700,000 people living with brain tumors right now.
And you're one of them.
You're two of them.
And that's right. Yeah, but you don't ski. We almost lost you.
I'm the only
you.
Silly one skiing. Yeah. How dare I?
Now remember, that was Ray that said that.
Now Ray has a Breckenridge visor on, so if you're going to out me, I can out you.
Champagne powder.
Exactly.
I've never skied
Did
there.
You ski? You never skied.
No, I only go in the summer.
Ray majors in après ski. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I'll have to take that one up
again,
now.
Yes, trust me. I can help you with that. Again, this is a great day. It's Saturday, May 4th. The weather will be beautiful. Kicking off Brain Tumor Awareness Month and celebrating and honoring the life of Tracy Gamer Fanning, who did a lot for the CBTA. It's a walk, the 6th Annual Path of Hope Walk, beginning at 9 at Elizabeth Park. Registration starts at 8. And then the great night. It's a beautiful park. And then the night in Paris at Tunxus. In Farmington from 6 to 11. Again, the website, go to www.ctbta.org. Look for events and find your way and go.
Thanks,
have a
guys.
Good time.
Thank you, everyone.
Jen's talked us into showing up at the walk. So.
There we go. Yay!
We're captured.
Heal quickly.
Promise.
All right.
6:50, or excuse me, it's 8:58. And you're right, Tunxus Plantation.
Texas, well, the guys, I know Don and Ange pretty well. And great they do job. A phenomenal job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.